Wanda called me. I was reluctant to pick up the phone, so I slowly raised it to my ear and I said, "Hello?"
"Hey, Rhonda, listen, remember when I told you to get back at your husband?"
"Yes, I do. And I said I'm too mature for playing games."
"You want him to stop bothering you, don't you?"
"Yes, of course I do. And I also want him to sign these papers for divorce."
"Well, listen, I have a friend who works at the phone company, and they want your phone number."
"My phone number? Why would they want my phone number?"
"They can find out where he called from, and then you can start calling and making threats to him."
"No, no, Wanda, I don't want any part of this."
"Stop being a chicken. You do want your husband to stop bothering you, don't you?"
"Yes, I do. But this, I just can't be a part of."
"Listen, if we find out what his number is, we might be able to find out where he's staying."
Suddenly, it felt as if a light bulb had gone off in my head. If I knew where he lived, then maybe I could get the damn divorce paper served to him to sign, I said impatiently.
"That's right, so I can give your phone number?"
"What the hell? Go ahead," I said rapidly. But for some reason, this did not fit right with my soul. Days later, after Wanda got all the information she was trying to get, she called me.
"Rhonda, I got the phone number your husband called from."
"You do? Well, you know what, Wanda? I don't know about doing this."
"Say what? It's too late, and I know where he's living."
I was just stunned.
"Say what? You got all that info? You are a bad girl."
"That's right.
You don't play with the people I love."
"Oh, that is so sweet. But I don't want you to get in my mess."
"It's too late. I'll be over with everything."
I sighed, and then I said, "Okay then, see you later."